Brought to you by KSAT 5i and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios at 200 Peachtree in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Career Advancement Radio, providing information to help you enhance your career. Now here's your host, Dr. Marilyn Carroll.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to our July segment on Women and Philanthropy. Today we have with us Marilyn Jensen. She's with Thomson Reuters. And Marilyn is talking or speaking with us from India today. Thank you, Marilyn, for joining us. We also have in the studio with us Diana Waters, who's with us from Georgia CASA. Welcome, Diana. And Gloria Cartwright, who's here with us from UPS. And these are some women I have had the opportunity to come into contact with that through my philanthropic journey that I thought, wow, this would be great to have them as part of our show today. And our show today, the topic discussion comes from Fast Company, an article in Fast Company, the July-August issue of Fast Company, in which on the cover it says, The League of Extraordinary Women. And in this particular article, it talks a lot about how women come together to change the world and the environment in which they live. Now, the women in the article happen to be entrepreneurs, stars like Alicia Keys, our Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and others. But the women around this table are the top-notch players and some of the top-notch players in our community, in the Atlanta-based community. And I know that our audience is listening to us from all over, but hopefully today this segment will serve as an example of what we can do through those our philanthropic journeys, as well as from a monetary standpoint, but also from a career standpoint. I know that through my journey in giving, I have learned a lot of things. At first, I started as just a monetary giver, and then I went into service, not only with the money, but giving my time and talent as well. And it has served me well, and I wanted you to hear from the women around the table and on the phone how it served them well as well. So let's get started. Marilyn, are you ready for us? Marilyn, if you can start by telling us a little bit more about you. Marilyn?
I work for Thomson Reuters, and I am the Vice President of Global Operations Strategy. But my real love is a program that I run in the Atlanta Public Middle School called the Young Women's Leadership Program, that is part of the Georgia Diversity Council. And we spend a lot of time preparing young women in middle school to attend college and really give them the foundation and the hope that each one of them can be successful in their future business careers.
Wow, that is fabulous. And so how has that program helped you in your own career?
I think in several different ways. One is that when you deal with a lovely group of women who are so hungry and eager for help and guidance and leadership, that I think it really has helped me, especially in my global role, to be a lot more open and inclusive and really appreciate all of the talents and expertise that people from any different cultures.
Wow, that's
bring to the business world.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And that's exactly the kind of conversation today we're going to have. And so I hope our audience is really standing by and listening in and understand that, again, that it's more than about the monetary factors along with philanthropic giving. It is about the time and talent as well and what it gives back to you. Not that you give in order to receive, but a lot of time that is one of the benefits, the unknown benefits of it. So moving to Gloria. Gloria, talk to us a little bit about you.
Hi, everyone. Hi, I've been with UPS since the age of 19, and I'm currently the Corporate Organizational Development Analyst and Supervisor. Nonprofit for me was actually brought into my life at a very young age, and now with UPS, the focus has always been the community, and that's one of the best pieces of UPS. It actually allows you really to make connections you had no idea you even wanted to make, let alone needed to make. And I've been able to grow from that. When you talk about not focusing so much on the monetary aspect of it, that's something as a community ambassador for UPS, I tell to my folks, you know, let's not really focus on how much you can give in terms of dollars and cents. Let's talk about what you can give in terms of your time and talent. And so it's something that will help your career more than you can even imagine. I think it's humbling. And it puts things back in perspective for you.
Wow, that is great. That is great. Diana, what about you?
Well, I've been working with CASA for over 10, maybe even 15 years. I don't even count anymore.
Let's back up for one moment. Okay. Tell us a little bit what CASA means.
CASA is Quarter Point Special Advocates. It's a nonprofit organization that recruits and trains volunteers to speak in the best interest of children who are abused and neglected. And we work through the juvenile court system. So we train the volunteers to about the juvenile court system and also about the Department of Family and Children's Services and the child welfare system as a whole. So we train those volunteers, and they speak in court. They have written reports. They talk to the judge. They get their lay perspective for the judge and giving them kind of the common sense of what that child needs.
Wow, that is great. That's great. So that it seems to me it takes a lot of training and a lot of skill sets to be able to do a particular volunteer initiative like that.
For the individual volunteer, we have all walks of life. We have people who have highest education to a high school diploma. It doesn't really matter as far as their background. What really matters is how they feel about children and the understanding that children, what they need and what's in their best interest, and being able to be outspoken. So you do have to have those kinds of skill sets. You have to be able to be an advocate for others. And that takes a special person, but just about anybody can do it as long as they have that passion.
Wow, that is great. That is great. Now, let's talk a little bit about the busyness. I know last week on our show, we talked a lot about having it all. And boy, did we get a lot of feedback from the audience on that. So going, not necessarily about having it all, but speaking more to the point of Marilyn, for example, she's in India today.
And which is why we're having a little bit of trouble hearing her,
yes.
I should add.
Yes. And so she, even at that, she's taking time out of her busy schedule as an executive to speak with us, but also time out of her busy schedule to work with various organizations. And one that she spoke about, as well as I met Marilyn and Gloria through United Way. So Marilyn, tell us a little bit about how you're able to balance the equation of your time when it comes to advocating and getting involved and volunteering for your particular nonprofits.
Sure. So I think one of the major things that has helped me to be able to do so is the strong support of my company, Thomson Reuters. We very much believe in a very diverse and inclusive workforce that supports many initiatives that we work on at the Georgia Diversity Council and in the United Way. But they also really strongly believe in education. So as an executive, I'm expected to spend some time in the community and to give back to the community. And I actually believe that most companies, especially in the Atlanta area, believe the same thing.
Wow, that's great. But
I think also the other thing is that my daughter, who is 8 years old, understands how important this is to me. And so she is also supportive and has even participated in some of the programs and sees the impact that it has. And so it's a little easier for me to be able to explain taking time away and time I might spend with her.
Wow, that is great. I get the sense that even though it's a requirement as an executive to participate in the community, that you would do that automatically is well as many other women around the table, I get a sense that whether they had to do it or not, they would have done it.
Dr. Carroll, don't you think that that companies nowadays do kind of encourage not just executives, but everyone to sort of, they give them sometimes a full day, like an 8-hour allowance to go do volunteer work once a quarter or once a month or once a year or whatever it is. I almost think from my experience throughout corporations, a lot of people don't actually use it that you would think might.
That's an excellent point, Dana. Dana, our producer, she is
always butting
on,
in.
On target. And we love her. But yes, that's an excellent point. As a matter of fact, I worked for a company before starting my own company that gave 8 hours of time to volunteer in the community. And they see it just as the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It is the right thing to do. And if you look a little bit at research about the whole thing about volunteerism and giving back, whether it's from a financial standpoint or from your time and talent, you get a sense that in order to build a community, as in the beginnings of time when we came to build America, that was a point where people had to get involved and volunteer on a lot of different initiatives to bring things together. Things just don't happen. There's not necessarily money to do the various things from an organizational standpoint, from a government standpoint as well, for the things that need to be done in our community. So when we get involved and use our time, talent, and investment, we see a significant difference happening in that community in which we live and thrive and work in. So if we want that to happen, we have to take the time out to begin giving back to those community initiatives. So, Gloria, when you think about some of the experiences you've had from your philanthropic time as well as giving, what is something that you would like to share with our audience that is remarkable, that really changed, made a paradigm shift for you?
Honestly, one of the biggest events in my life, I think, was actually going to that Susan Blakely event where I met you. And
I didn't get that plug, man.
Well, it was the United Way event, and I was actually sitting there with one of my girlfriends because she was a leadership giver at the time. I was too, but I was not really as involved in the money aspect of it. I just thought it was more important to give time. And Marilyn was there, and she took me aside, and she really talked to me about my role and what my role actually could be moving forward, not just being someone in the back doing the work, but maybe someone planning, having more insight and input. So I think that was maybe the biggest impact in my entire nonprofit career, because it actually gave me direction. Women's Leadership Council gave me direction, and of course it was through you, so I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Diana, what about you?
Well, it's kind of strange. I kind of went backwards. I didn't come in through the corporation. I was a stay-at-home mom, and we wanted to adopt some children, and once I got found out about how the system worked, I saw all of the challenges that it had. And so that's really what pulled me in, and feeling that there was no voice for children in the and that were in the Department of Family and Children Services custody. And so that's how I got involved in it, started a program, then went on to actually work within a program, and then now I contract out with Georgia CASA. But I think it's understanding your community and understanding what's going on there. And once you see those problems, then you find your passion. And actually, so my career kind of came out of my home experience, which is kind of different.
No, I think that's wonderful. And I'm glad that you brought that up here to our audience, because I think a lot of times the women at home that are happen to be at a time when they are raising a family think, how do I get reacclimated to the world of business? And what an excellent way, through volunteerism. You started something that you were passionate about, you volunteered, you got more involved, you studied, you learned, and then that opened up a door of opportunity for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now I'm sort of, that's sort of my life now. CASA just seems to be, I can't seem to get away from it, and nor do I really want to. So I just enjoy making sure that there's some kind of voice for children. And even if it's a small voice, it's at least one that we're working towards to make a better place.
Wonderful. Well, Marilyn, on the phone, I know that you're in India, and we don't want to hold you too long, but wanted to get at least another couple of questions out here. When what was the thing that for you, not only through the executive process, but the for you that changed, made a paradigm shift in the whole giving community for you?
Well, I think I was asked to participate and be one of the inaugural speakers with the Young Women's Leadership Program when the Georgia Diversity Council started in 2010. And when I went, I saw that there were young women that were very, very engaged and wanted to really learn from the women in front of them. But I think even more, it was an amazing group of businesswomen, community leaders, and just normal people that had these amazing leadership experiences and life stories that were so inspiring that I felt like that we needed to bring this and make it bigger than it was in just a half a day session.
Wow.
And that we could have such a big impact on the lives of these young women if I could bring other community leaders and other programs to them that would really help take them from their middle school all the way through to college. And so I think it was just born of that when I saw that I could make such a big difference that I decided to really put myself into this one area that I have a lot of passion around, which is education.
Right. And speaking of education, thank you, Marilyn. Speaking of education, education of young people happens to be one of the pillars for United Way women's leadership. And talking about that, in our community, we've spoke a lot about education across our country, rather. Education is extremely important, and we see the benefits that we could have if we got a little more involved as parents and community leaders to help the systems out. And with that being said, all of the various programs that are around education, I really want to hopefully inspire our audience to take a step. If you're looking for something to really get involved with education as well as people in their careers and the homelessness initiatives, as well as children in foster care, we see more and more of that happening. These are things that matter. If we can get to the heart of the beginnings and working with our kids, that in itself could be very beneficial to us. Not that I am an expert on this, but as a participant in the audience that I wasn't there before participating as a giver, other than giving of money. But once I started giving my time, I realized the value and the things that, not that I had kids, little kids anymore in school, but one day I could have grandkids or nieces and nephews and others in this community that's growing up and how they needed that help. And those are things that you see when you get involved that you don't see when you're not involved. So, Gloria, what are your thoughts on those items?
There's definitely a place for everyone, and that goes back to why we should all get involved. I know that if you're not someone that feels you should actually work within the community, say, working with the child itself, everyone has special gifts they bring. One of the things we're doing right now is we are working on SME volunteerism. If you think about SME volunteerism, what you're actually doing is you're not touching anyone in terms of impact. What you're actually doing is creating a business model and really helping that business to be successful. So it's just about really finding where you belong in the whole scheme of things and just doing your best to stay engaged. Because I know with the SME volunteerism, for example, SME is subject matter expert. You could be someone who is a marketing professional, and you may not be someone who likes to talk to a lot outside of what you do. What you can do is you can partner with an organization and do marketing work. You can create their brochures. That's what we're actually moving to at this point, looking at volunteerism as on a broader scale, not just painting walls, also really just creating more effective processes. And that right now, that is really what my focus is, going back to the leadership aspect of it. What I actually enjoy the most at this point is looking at the business, seeing how I could actually reorganize or develop the organization. That's where the organizational development comes from. And work on efficiencies, creating those efficiencies, automating those processes so that you can reach the people. You don't have to see the person you're helping. Just know that you're actually helping a lot more in that way as well. And you can develop your career as well.
Yes. So using your talent, skills, and abilities and enhancing them in another particular genre that you weren't in.
Exactly.
When you're working. So at UPS, that's one. That's transportation industry.
Yes.
And so once you go out and say, for example, you're using that same skill set for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta,
right,
for example, then now you have an understanding of how Children's Healthcare of Atlanta really works. Or if you wanted to use that for a Georgia CASA, you could understand how the foundations around social initiatives work within our community and why the Child Welfare Agency may be having some of the challenges that they have. Because
exactly.
Now you're bringing that expert-level talent to that organization, which in return they may not have been able to afford that type of talent. But now, by having volunteers that are subject matter experts, can bring something totally different to the table to help those organizations. And I think that's what we get from board participation. As a board member in Maryland, I know that you participate on several boards as well. But as a board member, what are some of the things from a leadership perspective that you've seen, that you've, as that subject matter expert in leadership, that you bring to the table for those organizations you work with? Marilyn, are you still with us?
Uh-oh.
I am. I'm sorry. I lost you for just a moment. I think there's a couple of... One is that I really have been able to expand my leadership skills by participating on a board because I've learned a lot about governance and have worked with other leaders within the Atlanta community and just learned a lot more about the community and the things that are going on.
Wonderful.
I think the other thing, though, that a board position has really brought me is a realization that I can really have an impact and have influence in the Atlanta community and helping other people. So it has opened doors for me to participate on a leadership level with the Atlanta History Center, the Georgia Trust, and the Atlanta Botanical Garden.
Wonderful.
And I really enjoyed those opportunities and also just met a lot of great people. So I really do recommend that people participate in boards, both for their own personal development, but also just getting to know your community.
Excellent points. Excellent points. Before we are today's show has primarily, been around women and philanthropic giving, as well as using their talent, skills, and abilities to help organizations out. Again, our topic today came from an article in Fast Company magazine by Ellen McGirt. And the title of that article was The League of Extraordinary Women. And as we close out our session today, the article really spoke about how women networks, high-achieving women networks from the world's largest companies, as well as startups and philanthropic organizations, governments, and the arts, have really combined forces together to change the world in which we live. And that article, as I stated in our opening this morning, has an impact, or individuals in our community as well have an impact in that same way. We don't have to be the leads of high-level organizations or startups or entertainers in the industry. Doing our thing, being the subject matter experts, to use the term that Gloria used, to be a SME, is we can use that in various different ways to help our community out and to bring about a change that we need within our community and not wait necessarily on funding from government or other organizations to really make a difference. So, Marilyn, would you share with us information that you wish to share with the audience on how to get in contact with you or any closing statements that you would have around the whole philanthropy discussion.
I'd be happy to share on your website my email and contact information for anybody that would want to get in touch with me.
Okay.
And you can also find me on the website of the Georgia Diversity Council. But I think I would just close by saying that I completely agree with the article that any woman, or a person for that matter, can have a really strong impact on the community. And I think that what you have to do is decide that you have a passion for a certain area and put your efforts toward that passion. And when you do that, I think that people can be amazed at the impact that they can have. So it doesn't mean that you have to be a CEO, and it doesn't mean that you have to have an immense amount of money to donate. But I agree with all the statements that have said that you can have an amazing impact. And I've been surprised at the influence that I've been able to have, and surprised at the number of people that have asked me to continue that influence and expand it. But it's so amazingly fulfilling because it's such a great passion of mine.
Wonderful. I'd also like to mention some of the events that Marilyn will be involved in before we move to the next guest. On August the 23rd, the Women of Leadership and Women of Tocqueville is doing a LinkedIn action, a LinkedIn action event, and we'll have this information on the website as well. And then Legacy Awards in Gwinnett County at the Marriott Gwinnett Place Hotel. There's a Legacy Awards on August the 25th, and they use those funds to help the community in that area. And then Women in Philanthropy, Leading a Life of Purpose, sort of lending itself in expanding the topic that we're having here today on October the 4th, 2012, at the Georgia Public Broadcasting Company or station. We will be talking about women in philanthropy and leading a life of purpose. So if you like this conversation, please join us for that particular event as well on October the 4th. And again, all of these events will be on the website. And then December the 6th, we're having Coffee and Community, which is United Way's Women of Leadership signature event, in which UPS is our major sponsor, which they have helped to, those events have really helped to impact our community in a significant way. And that event is primarily around education. Children in education, early childhood education. So thank you, Marilyn. We appreciate you being a participant on our show today. Going to Gloria, what would you like to share with us? Gloria is also a member of Women's Leadership. And Gloria?
First of all, I'd like to thank you for inviting me here today. Thank you, Marilyn, for everything that you're doing for the community and the things that you've yet to do. You're an inspiration. And secondly, anyone can contact me through Maryland. I'll leave all my information on the site as well. And I just want to encourage younger people, middle-aged people, really everyone, to get involved and be an innovator. It's really great to see new ideas coming in, and you shouldn't shy away. If you have an idea, talk about it, bring it up, and communicate, and let's get it together. I think it's all of our ideas together that are making the change, and it's left to us to do that. So I would
Wonderful.
Encourage everyone to get involved.
Wonderful. And Diana.
Yes, well, we have lots coming up, too. But I want to I also want to say that I think that that the talent that can be brought to the nonprofit organization is all across the board, for marketing, to just giving ideas, to connecting us to other communities and other corporations. And, you know, UPS, as I was sitting here, I was thinking about them. They're involved with the child welfare, with Casey Foundation, do a lot for our older youth. But we are going to have a superhero 5K run that anybody who wants to get involved can get involved. It'll be at Piedmont Park on November 10th. And I think Marilyn's going to put on that information for me on the website as well. But the talent is not, if you don't feel like you can have that voice in the courtroom, that you can help support us to train more volunteers to do that. And there's so many different ways to do that. So if you contact us, we will certainly use you.
And the run itself the funds from that you guys are using to...
To actually try to create a training center so that we can train more volunteers in the metro area. We're a collaborative. We work with the five counties. CASA is a national program as well as a state program, but I work directly with the metro programs, which is our over 33% of the children in care in Georgia are in metro Atlanta. So we are trying to, and we only serve about 38% of the children right now. So we need more volunteers to speak for children. So it's Clayton, Cobb, Fulton, DeKalb, and Gwinnett County that are coming together for this run.
Wow. So there you have it, guys. We talked a lot about the various organizations that the women in our audience, as well as on the phone today and around the table in the studio, have asked questions about, and we've given some answers as to some of just the tip of the iceberg of some of the things that you can do in your community to help out. And at the same time, while you're helping and giving, because we need money in order to make things work, right, guys? Things don't work without the little change. So we need that change to make it go. But at the same time, use of your time and talent, that is just so important. And especially at a time, one of the discussions we were having before the show started was people and their value depreciating the whole jobs. Initiative that's out there and people without jobs and the jobs report that came out. We have these wonderful conversations around the table before the show and after the show. That one day Dana says we need to probably capture.
I know, one day we're just going to leave the mics running and see what happens.
But a good way really to, from a career management standpoint, to enhance your career is through volunteerism. And a lot of times you can't volunteer just by giving your time. You have to give a little bit of the financial resources, but it's well worth it. Just like you go to college or you go to somewhere to get additional education and training, this is education and training that you, the amount of money or the type of giving that you put into it gives you back 10 to 20 times that. And so take it from me. I learned a lot of things. I learned how to increase my political skills through volunteering. I increased my knowledge of leadership. Not only did I have the education for it, but also the practical knowledge. I increased that practical knowledge through the process of volunteering. I got to meet, as Marilyn stated, and Gloria, had the opportunity, to meet some tremendous women in our community. Last month, I had the opportunity to participate and be at the governor's mansion in Tennessee, where had coffee and little tidbit tea or whatever you want to call it with the governor's wife. And it was a wonderful time. I would not have had those opportunities to meet people such as the governor or some of the stars and actors and actresses that I've had the opportunity to meet along my journey by participating in United Way and other events of volunteerism. And I didn't ask for it, but it just happened because I was there. And so it opened doors that would not have been open for me as a giver if I had not participated. So, in our close today, as we continue to close out today, rather, I encourage you to look at the information on the website from the day, and I hope I get as many, many emails from you at Marilyn at KSAP5I.com. That's Marilyn, Marilyn, at KSAP, KSAP5I.com. Or you can contact me at Marilyn at drmarilyncarroll.com. I love seeing your emails. They are inspiring. They let me know exactly what you want to hear from us. They help me to invite the type of people to our show that's needed. So please continue with the emails and because we want to hear from you. Thank you and have a great week.
This has been a joint production of KSAP 5i and Business Radio X. For more information about KSAP 5i, please visit KSAP5i.com. That's KSAP5i.com.